VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on VCY America. Just before we introduce our guest today, there was some breaking news that came out late morning today, and it's coming from CBN News, indicating that a Haitian police spokesman announced today that a kidnapping gang has finally released all the remaining hostages from the Ohio-based missionary group. This is a group ministering with Christian Aid Ministries. 17 members of that group were captured 2 months ago. Five had been freed in earlier releases. Now the indication, the news that just came out late morning, is the rest have been released, and they are expressing gratitude for your prayers on their behalf. So very much appreciated. Now to our guest and topic for today. Last Friday night into Saturday, devastating tornadoes ripped through multiple states from Arkansas to Illinois. And while there was damage and loss of life in many locations, there has been much focus on the state of Kentucky, in which we've seen the greatest destruction and the greatest loss of life. Media has reported at least 90 people were killed, 80 of them from Kentucky. And of those in Kentucky, at least 12 of them were children, including a two-month-old baby. Mayfield, Kentucky was leveled. Damages and economic loss from the tornadoes could amount to $18 billion, which could be the largest in American history. Also hit Bowling Green, Kentucky, hit very hard. It was reported that 11 of the 15 killed were from two families. Seven of them were children. News 4 Nashville reported hundreds of homeowners had their houses' exterior walls collapsed, roofs blown off, garages destroyed. Our guest today is a pastor of a church who's placed him there for such a time as this. He's been a listener to Crosstalk, has heard us over the King of King networks. Joining us today, we have Pastor Jared Young, pastor at Liberty Baptist Church in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Pastor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's just a privilege to be on the program today. We appreciate so much what you, Brother Jim, and Crosstalk do. Thank you for having me.
Oh, indeed. Well, you are newer to Bowling Green. We're just going to learn about you here first, and we'll find out then what happened. But you're newer to Bowling Green. I understand the Lord led you there some 18 months ago. So tell us about your journey to Bowling Green.
Yes, sir. Well, again, as you said just a moment ago, referring to the scripture in Esther, for such a time as this, my wife and I, we both moved to the Bowling Green, Kentucky area. I'm from Lexington original. She's from down in Tennessee. And the Lord laid it on our heart to begin a Baptist church in the area. This is about a year and a half ago, coming up on that. And anyway, in that time, God has blessed us and enabled us to minister to many folks. And we had no idea that just a short time later, God would allow us to be in this place, as you said, for such a time as this, to be able to help with many in our community that are hurting.
And as a new work, the Lord has wonderfully provided a facility for you to minister from as well.
Yes, sir. That's correct. We moved here, had signed a lease to use a rented building and property, as many who have planted or started churches have done. And just through an amazing work of the Lord, God was able to cross our paths with a group of folks who were able to provide a building for us, and God has enabled us to see just amazing things, Brother Jim, in the past several year and a few months, and folks getting saved, folks getting baptized, folks joining the church, and now we're just so thankful that from that core of believers, we're able to continue reaching out to our community.
Indeed. Now, if you would take us to this past weekend, Pastor, and describe what happened in Bowling Green, unfold it for us, if you would.
Sure, sure. Well, as you mentioned, and as many listening are aware of through national news, late Friday evening last week, we got a severe weather system that came in, and then about 2 a.m. our time, 1 a.m. in some areas, tornadoes that had begun in Arkansas and had just been a part of a storm system began to really hit Bowling Green, Warren County. That's our county seat where we're in. And 150-mile-per-hour winds, it was categorized as an EF3 tornado, and that's on a scale of 0 to 5. So pretty significant for what it hit. And We, of course, keeping in touch with church members. The next morning, we're just getting notes, and nobody really knew the extent of the damage here until they begin to get out. Let me just say about our local Bowling Green firemen, our local Bowling Green police. Brother Jim, they were amazing. They were out on the scene even when the storm was still going. It had moved from one area to another part of town. It literally, if you look at an aerial shot on the news, it cut our city in half. And where my wife and I live is one neighborhood. Literally, we had to drive through the devastation to get to the church. Miraculously, God spared both our house and the church, but everything in between, it looks like a war zone. Saturday morning early, I went to check on church families. We called, we messaged those that didn't respond. We went to go to their homes and just to make sure they were okay. The Lord has allowed me to develop some relationships with some of the local law enforcement here. We've done appreciation Sundays for them in the past. And anyway, I was able to get to all of the areas that Saturday. And the Moss Creek area, which is literally the closest neighborhood to the church, was the hardest hit. And I've never seen anything like it. Pulling in, I drove as far as I could. I had to park and walk several blocks, and I'm seeing 2x4s. I'm seeing bits of dish, pieces of lamppost, lights, and there was an incredible scene, first of sorrow, just all around devastation, unlike anything I've ever seen, and then secondly of sacrifice, seeing our first responders there in the thick of it. I talked to one of the chiefs there, and he just said with tears in his eyes, said, "Pastor, I've never seen anything like this. I've been in the area for my whole life." And he just said, "There's a lot of folks that are going to be missing somebody by the end of the day." And tragically, in that neighborhood alone, 11 of the now, as of today, 17 dead came from that street. And so heartbreaking, basically extremes is what we saw, extreme suffering, extreme devastation, but also extreme sacrifice and love, and we're just asking God to be with those, and I thank those already who have prayed for this area.
Now, your mayor is Todd Olcott, and I understand that you've had great respect for his leadership through this time of destruction.
Absolutely, yes, sir. Mayor Todd Olcott recently was elected. He is a veteran and local from the area, and has served in the Air Force, has come back, recently elected mayor, born-again Christian, and not just one who says that at election time, but one who has made statements of faith prior to this tragedy, and during this tragedy has encouraged folks to pray and the faith community there to be involved. Appreciate him. Also, our sheriff, Brett Hightower, I know him to be a Christian, have met him. Then the police chief, Michael Delaney, fire chief Justin Brooks, all four of these men have just, they've worked tirelessly over time. And just please pray for them, if you would, as they lead our city in the recovery efforts.
We're talking with Pastor Jared Young today, pastor of Liberty Baptist Church in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Pastor, the Lord placed a burden on you to really be the hands and feet of Jesus there in your community, a community that is suffering, a community that's going through great sorrow right now and great devastation. Tell us about your efforts to minister amidst this devastation.
Sure, sure. Well, again, Brother Jim, one of the areas, and I'll just quickly overview, we had some of the area near the church was a large migrant neighborhood. And I say that many folks don't know Bowling Green, and it's one of the refugee cities in Kentucky, and we get 30% of Kentucky's refugees. So let me just give you a little bit of breakdown of folks that live in these areas to help folks understand a little bit better. For instance, just in our services, we've had church, going for, a year and about a half. We have Arabic, Bosnian-speaking, Chinese, Burmese-speaking, Spanish, Swahili, and even last night, a dear family of Russian-speaking individuals. And so that was one of the areas that was hit very hard. And this has been an area we've been working in since we've been there. We run a van every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night in that neighborhood. I mean, literally to some of the houses that are no longer there. We've run a bus through there for VBS. And we've even asked God to help us. Folks have gotten saved a Buddhist gentleman by the name of Mo Khan. He trusted Christ as Savior. He translated a gospel tract into the Burmese language that we use. Another gentleman, Kapungu, who speaks Swahili. He is from the Congo and has moved here with his family. He and two other families, the Hamisi family, they attend every service, and they've helped us to translate into Swahili. And so we've been, Brother Jim, it's amazing. We've been putting gospel tracks multiple times and witnessing the folks in these neighborhoods. And really the response has been difficult because many of them are Islamic, they are Buddhist, and they don't believe in our God. And we've seen a total change of heart. It is nothing short of miraculous to now my wife just the other day sitting in a Muslim home and getting to talk about God. That's a conversation you would have never had before.
Right.
But because, like you said, we're able to go and provide physical aid, now folks are able to listen to the spiritual aid that the Bible is so ready to offer. And so that has been one of the amazing things. We're working with many other churches here in town. It's amazing seeing folks to just prepare food, help to clear debris when safe to do so. And we've been working to help our first responders, and taking meals to them, coffee, breakfast. And we're just one of many that are doing this. We said last night in church, we feel like just a little ant that puts one little thing of grain in the anthill. But we're trying to do our part, and God is really opening doors, and that's our biggest prayer.
Amen. We're talking today with Pastor Jared Young of Liberty Baptist Church in Bowling Green, Kentucky, that is ministering amidst the devastation that has hit Bowling Green. And as you mentioned, basically a path between where you live and the church itself just totally, totally devastated. I mean, there are people there who are left with absolutely nothing.
Right, right. Yes, sir. It is tragic, and again, we thank our city leadership and those. Two of the high schools have been turned into shelters.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fairgrounds is a shelter. We've opened our church up for storing supplies for Red Cross, for if folks need to take showers. Here's one of the things that's tragic, Brother Jim, and really is not covered on the news. Many of the national channels just don't understand the dynamic of the community, is a lot of these folks, again, some of them that are migrant to America, new to the country, still learning English, hardworking, good folks. They don't understand that our police officers and our first responders are there to help them. And some of the language barriers, we've seen folks camping out in their rubble because they're afraid to go to the shelter, fearing that even the police or someone would steal what belongings they have left.
Mm.
And just tragic seeing the buses go through. And I've talked with Red Cross workers and relief workers of every kind. Folks, some of them won't even get on the bus to go to the shelter because they feel like they have to guard their stuff. And the temperatures have been cold. We've got rain coming in. And so very, very tragic. We're doing what we can to take these folks food and to try to explain. My wife, one of our families that lost their entire home in the Moss Creek area there, she has worked to help even translate it and get things with their father. He was taken to Nashville, which were 40 minutes above in Tennessee. He was in the ICU, and Brother Jim, they didn't even know who he was, where he had come from, and we had to connect them with the family. And so all types of things like that, many folks working together, but seeing God through all of it.
Ministering in the aftermath of a destructive tornado. That's what we're talking about today with Pastor Jared Young. We're going to take a quick 60-second break and come back with more information as well as what you can do. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, do creationists say that the biblical flood laid down all the fossils?
No, we don't, Chris. Now, we do think that the flood of Noah's day is responsible for most of the fossils in geologic strata, but certainly not all. We talk about a time of residual catastrophism after the flood, which included the Ice Age. During this time, a lot of fossils were formed. Ice Age fossils would typically lie on top of the flood fossils, which came earlier. Now, of course, there are some fossils being formed today in minor catastrophes, minor floods, minor tsunamis. But these are of local extent, not like the fossils in strata from the flood. Chris, the biblical story of Noah's flood is absolutely essential for a full creation understanding. Let's go back to Genesis and get it right.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. With us today, Pastor Jared Young of the Liberty Baptist Church in Bowling Green, Kentucky, ministering in the aftermath of a destructive tornado. He's there for such a time as this. Now, friends, yes, there are many situations going on over the country right now as to what is taking place. This is one illustration. For instance, we've been experiencing high winds in Wisconsin. The EF2 tornado confirmed in the state here in Clark County overnight. Other areas of destruction, whether it be this or some other means, the fact is that it's not God's a mistake of God to have us where we are for such a time as this. And this is a pastor and his church that are stepping up and ministering to physical needs as well as to spiritual needs. I understand, Pastor, and we're talking with Jared Young from Liberty Baptist Church. I understand that you've actually taken supplies to affected families. You've been gathering cleaning supplies and other things to even in food and so forth to help individuals.
Yes, sir. We've been joining an effort. And again, as you said, many folks are affected, and we are not by any means the only ones doing this. It's incredible seeing the outpouring of folks sacrificing and giving. We're working, Brother Jim, to gather supplies that could be as basic as food, a hot meal, water, toiletries. If you can just imagine everything in your house being gone and then getting up tomorrow morning to get ready. You need a toothbrush, you need toothpaste, soap, shampoo. Those type of things that we take for granted as being there, those are gone for these people. And so those are type of things we've been able to get to folks, and we're continuing to gather because this is going to be a long-term recovery.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've talked about with law enforcement, other pastors, is this tragedy is going to last longer than national news coverage.
Right.
And sadly, we have short attention spans, all of us. I mean, I'm guilty of that, but we're trying to try to help folks long term, not just the next few days, the next few weeks, but helping those. And we have found, Brother Jim, that those who need help the most often aren't the ones who come and ask for it. You have to go out and find them. We're asking homeowners, what do you need? Some it may be just needing some help because their power's off. Some they may need some help getting a bulldozer to get some things out of their driveway. And folks have been contacting us all across the state. I've got pastors here on a list from Tennessee, Texas, New York, Illinois, all through Kentucky, West Virginia, many other states, North Carolina. And they've said, Pastor, you help us get connected to somebody that we can help individually.
Yeah.
And we're just asking and begging the Lord to help us to channel those resources.
Also, I understand your wife took some people shopping to get clothes. I mean, they were left with nothing.
That's correct. Yes, sir. The Amitovich family, which amazing story, came to know Christ as Savior, a portion of the family this past summer. My wife actually led three of the teenage girls to the Lord, and they've been faithfully attending, have come to our youth conferences, come to special teen nights, faithful folks in the church. Their house was one of the first ones hit, and it is gone. They were in the home. When the tornado hit, it literally removed everything. Their father received several blows to the head from debris and has had two surgeries since that time and is in ICU right now in Nashville.
Mm.
And so our church family has just been incredible, Brother Jim, making sure that they have supplies. They have a place to stay right now, not at one of the shelters, a family member's home. We've been able to help with groceries. My wife just taking them. They didn't have anything but the clothes on their back, and just to get them different clothes, a new wardrobe, those type of things. And that's just one illustration. There are so many.
Yeah.
But sadly, 500 homes lost just in our area, 100 businesses. Another gentleman who comes to our church, actually, as a new church, it was an amazing thing. God used his family to help provide a church sign for the building we have. And he has a sign company. That sign company has been severely damaged, and we've been trying to help even to be supportive of them if they've been moving equipment and trying to get it to a garage area to get things set up. And so many aspects of this. And just everybody doing their part is amazing.
And I understand, though, that this has opened the door for you to share the gospel on numerous opportunities.
Absolutely. Well, I'll just give you, for instance, going through these areas, we're taking meals. And in those meals, we're giving a gospel tract with that. We're taking supplies. And in those supplies, we'll ask, can we pray for you? Can we do this? Can we talk to you about the Lord? And it really is amazing. There's no one that is not open to talking about God. We have been going literally all day, each day. I mean, early morning, early or late at night, and just taking supplies, running things, and even just stopping in to get a coffee. A fellow at the coffee shop asking and saying, are you a pastor? And holding up the line, I wouldn't have done this, but just asking, what do you think happened? Was God in control? And I asked him, do you believe in God? And was able to talk to him. And folks who normally would not have given it a second thought, Brother
right.
Jim, are now, they're asking those questions. Yesterday evening, Wednesday night, that for most churches is one of the smallest attended services. Brother Jim, we had a full house.
Praise the Lord.
And Sunday morning, people coming, they're wanting to know, what does the Bible say? We taught from the Word of God, just from the book of Psalm 56:3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee.
Yep.
And ministering to people in altars full like we've never seen it before. And so, yes, it is a tragedy, but Brother Jim, it's evident God is working through this.
Pastor, I know that this is a very difficult time on the community, and so many, you mentioned some 500 homes, destroyed, and Bowling Green is just one area that's been so
yes.
impacted by this, and I could probably talk to many, many pastors in many communities, but
yes.
To understand, folks, the need is real, but certainly we focus on Bowling Green, and Pastor, I appreciate you reaching out to me here, but many times people wonder, they sit back and say, that's horrible, I wish I could do something, but I don't know how I can help. How can people help?
Right. And again, like you said, I mean, there's Mayfield, Kentucky. That's
yes.
just 2 hours west of us, devastated. Dawson Springs and on and on. And many of folks are asking that question. And Brother Jim, one of the things we've sought to do in our church and the men have gotten together is we want to be able to help folks. As a church, we have four goals we've set. Number one, to be a gospel outreach. Next week, we're going to do a Christmas party, and some churches have helped to buy the presents, to help provide the food, a hot meal. We're going to go to the shelters, the police department. Secondly, we're working to gather supplies. Again, God gave us a building. We didn't know what God was going to have us using that building for a year ago when that happened. And so right now, even as I speak, there are folks from our church that are setting up our gymnasium. We're putting water, baby formula, supplies, tarps, different things, and we're storing them there. So that way when people contact the church and as we go out through the week, we can get them directly to folks. And so our goals are, number one, to be a gospel outreach. Number two, to gather and store supplies and to distribute those. Thirdly, our goal is to help with meals and food for storm victims as they need them, also for our first responders. We had the privilege of Sunday night buying a meal, a hot meal for the entire police force, and continuing in the weeks ahead to be able to do that as possible. And then fourthly, we are working to channel resources. Many have contacted us and said, Pastor, we'd like to give through a church instead of the Red Cross. There are many churches in town you can do that through. Also, many agencies like the Red Cross you can give to. But we've set up a relief fund, and that is where we're putting those resources into that, and then we're able to reach out and help affected families that we know the situations. We've had a construction company offer to come down and do a week's worth of work for free, and we're just working to do that. So folks can help by praying. They can help if they're local. We had another church today bring in a load of supplies, a van and trailer, and they can help by sending financial support.
Okay, and so let's get down some specific information. Where can they send financial support, and are you accepting if people would ship in supplies? What kinds of supplies? Are you accepting those, or is it best for cash to come?
Sure, sure. Great question. Right now we have it set up that you can mail support to Liberty Baptist Church. I'll give the address. It's 2344 Glen Lilly, that's two words, Road, Bowling Green, Kentucky, 42101. And then just if you'd memo that, Relief fund, relief fund, and all of that is being designated to go to storm victims and those type of things. Also, we just got set up this week online giving also for that relief fund. If you go to Liberty Baptist, the letters BG, those stand for Bowling Green, libertybaptistbg.org, and you can select the Give tab and see the tornado relief button there, and you can click, and that'll direct you to be able to give online. As far as contacting, right now cell service is the best way. We a lot of landlines are down, so we're asking folks if they have questions, specifics, to email us. They can email us at libertybaptistbg@gmail.com. They can also go to Liberty Baptist Church and on Facebook and Facebook Messenger, and also through our online platform. If folks do want to ship supplies, that is a little bit more difficult. It's a little easier to bring them if you're local. If they want to ship them, we're, again, looking for things like water, tarps to cover roofs, baby formula, diapers, blankets, coats, clothes, any of those items along those lines. But those are some options we have, Brother Jim, and I know many others do as well.
Okay, let me just repeat some of the information, friends, in case you missed it. Again, the website where you can give online toward the tornado relief, it's libertybaptistbg.org. Be sure that BG is in there, libertybaptistbg, that stands for Bowling Green, .org, and you'll be able to give to the tornado relief there or by sending a check, and on the memo line, write in Relief Fund as you send it to Liberty Baptist Church, 2344 Glen Lilly Road, and that's Bowling Green, Kentucky, zip code 42101. If you have questions, you may email them, libertybaptistbg@gmail.com. And some of you are listening right now, or you're within the vicinity where you could take a trailer load of supplies. Some of you in the Tennessee, Kentucky areas, Ohio, would be able to help or to assist. As we said, there's many other areas, too, to check in perhaps the areas impacted closest to you in that regard, or to arrange to take a trailer load to help out with the situation in Bowling Green, Kentucky. These are practical ways that you can be involved in ministering in such a time as this, and certainly reaching out. And the aspect that you're making an emphasis, Pastor, not only to give a cup of cool water, but to see that everlasting water is also provided.
Yes, absolutely. And that truly one of the most tragic things would be for these folks to have their lives rebuilt and their homes rebuilt, but never hear the truth of the gospel, and that is our heart. And folks listening, we ask for your prayers. We are seeing God give us opportunities, and we pray that many more will come. Officers that have, I'll read a text from a police officer here in town who asked me to pray for his force. They've asked us to be available to come and pray even when their shifts change. And he said this, and I quote his text, "We have so many young officers that have seen extremely bad things over the past few days. And as you know, we are human too. Yeah. And undoubtedly our guys will never be the same. Please pray. Your prayers matter." That's from an officer who today is out working again in search and recovery. And it does make a difference to be there spiritually for folks.
We're going to take a quick break, and I've got one other matter I want to cover here today, and that is even giving joy in the midst of the storm. As it was uncovered and it's gone viral right now, perhaps you've heard it, of the piano clip of a house that's been totally devastated, but a piano that is being played to the glory of the Lord. We'll be back in just 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on the VCY American Network.
Robert Sheffy was an itinerant circuit riding preacher committed to proclaiming the gospel to the mountain folk in the eastern U.S. At the 200th anniversary of his birth, Unusual Films released a special restored high-definition edition of the powerful film Sheffy. VCY is making available a Sheffy combination pack to reach a whole new generation. The pack includes both a Blu-ray and DVD and even a digital download. Also included are public showing rights enabling churches and schools that own a copy to show it publicly. While normal retail is $19.95, VCY is offering one combo pack for a donation of $15 and each additional combo for a donation of just $10 more. You can obtain 10 combo sets for a donation of just $75. Call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
Talking about ministering in the aftermath of this destructive tornado. With us today is Pastor Jared Young, pastor of Liberty Baptist Church in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And we are talking about the efforts that their church, in cooperation with other churches and in other locations, are those that have their feet on the ground and ministering. This is an example of that we wanted to share with you here today in Crosstalk. I want to share something else. As tornadoes had wiped through factories and homes, entire towns simply wiped out from the face of the earth. There are dozens of people now, about 90, that have been killed, hundreds injured. And certainly to watch people go through their homes and see the devastation. And there's something that's gone viral here, and this is out of Muhlenberg County, Kentucky. Jordan Bays lost his home. The walls were still standing, but the tornado blew the roof off his house. But the family piano managed to survive the storm, and missing a few keys, but otherwise in good shape. The family salvaged what they could, and Jordan sat down on this piano bench, began playing a beautiful medley, and we understand that this is something that his sister had gone to the home to go and help clean up. Her sister, Whitney Brown, came to help him clean up. And as she was going through the bedroom and getting things picked up and so forth, she heard some music coming, and she went into the next room and heard him playing at the piano. And this is what she heard and captured on her cell. When you see the video of this, I mean, there's no roof overhead, there's just devastation. His family is salvaging what they could, but he sits down at this piano bench and began playing this hymn of praise, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim, kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Pastor, what a testimony.
Amen. And you know, Brother Jim, that is an amazing thing. That video captures the spirit of so many of God's people right now during this time, and not just here in Bowling Green, all across the region. Just something that came to mind as you said that, as my wife and I and others were going through one of the areas, a lady approached us with a box of food. We were out delivering food ourselves and said, have y'all had something to eat? And we said, no, we're fine. We're out trying to help. And we asked her, are you with Red Cross? She said, no. We said, are you with a group or an organization? And she said, no. And then she pointed and said, right over there, that's where I live. And her house was destroyed, Brother Jim.
Mm-hmm.
But she got with neighbors and they salvaged what they could and began to grill. And they were just grilling food for others. And that spirit of, I'm thankful to be here, and I'm going to do my part. And again, that song seems to capture the spirit of so many that are, they're hurting, but they're strengthening their faith even in a time that is so strained and painful. And I just say again, God's people are truly the best as they live out that faith. Praise the Lord.
Well, friends, we're opening our phone lines right now. Maybe you've got a question. Maybe you've got a comment. Maybe a word of encouragement as his pastor, his family, his church family ministering to their community in need. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. Again, if you have a particular question, maybe a brief comment about this, maybe you're living in Kentucky and you've felt the devastation there as well and are ministering, or perhaps in another state listening in today, I would love to hear from you today on the broadcast. That's 800-733-9829. I saw also, Pastor, just the situation out of Mayfield that there are very few buildings left standing after a tornado, but I understand that a First Baptist Church, I don't know anything about them, but the windows are blown out, debris, glass cover over the floors, and parts of the ceiling are missing, but a cross located in the front of that building is remaining standing.
Amen. No, yes, sir. I have heard so many things like that, and we have not been able to get to that community, but a church that helped us continued on with another van taking supplies there, and it is amazing seeing just those little reminders that God is in control, even in situations like this.
Amen. And folks, maybe even you're calling with a commitment to be in prayer for the pastor and his family and the church and the community as a whole as they're ministering. Our number here to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829 today for the broadcast. And certainly times are troubling, but pastors, certainly we can minister in the midst of a storm. You still with us, Pastor?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I see we've had a number of calls coming in, but we're having evidently some problems with the line coming through here. And we'll seek to check on that aspect again. That's 800-733-9829 here for Crosstalk today. You know, there's catastrophes that happen all the time, and sometimes we have difficulty understanding why do bad things happen, Pastor?
Yes. And Brother Jim, that's a question that folks are asking, whether or not you're in a disaster area. With television and Internet, everybody is seeing what's going on here and other places, and they are asking that. And we've got to remind folks that it is not God who brings pain. It is sin that's brought pain into the world. Mm-hmm. And instead of running from God, it is in times like this we must run to God. And a truth that has been constantly on our mind and that we've shared with folks and even our church family recently is Psalm 57:7, my heart is fixed. O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. And that was a statement not given in a time of peace or comfort. That was a statement by David, the psalmist, during a very difficult time in his life. And it's amazing the faith that we have when it is shaken. If we'll take what little faith we have and give it to the Lord, it's that type of faith that becomes fixed. It becomes, Brother Jim, unshakable. And that's what we're seeing so many Christians display, unshakable faith.
Amen. Amen. Our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Jeff is calling from Wisconsin. Dells, Wisconsin. You're on the air, Jeff.
Yes. I just want to offer up a prayer. I just want to ask the Lord to bless and watch over all those. That little story, that cross standing outside that church, that is a without a doubt sign that God is in full control.
Mm-hmm.
And up here in Wisconsin, yeah, we're facing chilly weather, but our hearts are warm with all the love going to people there. So God bless you all, and prayers always.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff, for your call here today. And indeed, we do encourage you to be praying. And Pastor, some may wonder, how can we best be praying for the situation there?
Yes, sir. Pray for families that are still getting difficult news. This is something that's on our heart. Is right now, the numbers change every day. There's 17 confirmed dead in our area. That's different in others. But there's still many that are in critical condition, including one gentleman that we're checking on daily. And it's difficult as you hear so many hopeful stories to wonder, is my family going to be one of the good stories or one of the difficult stories? This morning, they found the remains of a 13-year-old girl that's been missing since last Friday, and how devastating that is to family and friends to get that. So pray for those, and also those delivering that news, that God would give them comfort during this time.
And indeed, and I know you want prayer for first responders as well.
Yes, yes, sir, absolutely. They are working double, triple shifts, many of them strong Christians, And even just last year, throughout all of the riots and things we saw, these folks are folks that we can honor. And now is a time especially that we can show them, whether it's my community or your community, that we do appreciate them.
Let's go to Jan, our next caller. Hi, Jan, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm calling to tell you we had tornado warnings in Wisconsin in the southern part of Clark County last night.
Mm-hmm.
But we have learned to pray because we'll tell people the Lord is in control of the weather if we pray. But if we don't pray, the devil automatically takes control. So it's very important not to worry, not to fear, but to pray. And I want to also know, is there a phone number where they would take credit card donations for Bowling Green?
Well, to what you said there, we are thankful we can have our faith and trust in God. As far as a phone number for credit card, we don't have that set up at this time, but we do have the online and mail-in giving available now. I apologize if that's not available.
Yeah,
okay, can you repeat that address? I had to go into another room, and I missed that address.
Yeah,
sure. Yes, sir. That is 2344 Glen Lily Road, Bowling Green, Kentucky, zip code 42.
Mm-hmm. And then 42101.
42101.
Mm-hmm.
Another room, and I missed that address.
Okay, thank you. And we're hearing your radio come through right now. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it so much, Jan. Let's go to Fort Scott, Kansas. And, Tom, you're on the air.
Yes, I really appreciate your program, and our prayers are with everybody down there. I've got family down in there. But I wanted to read Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths."
Hmm.
We all need to trust in Jesus.
Yeah, indeed.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom, for that. And your calls today, even of encouragement in such a time as this, are greatly appreciated. And I know, Pastor, that you would appreciate people praying for you just to have wisdom as you maneuver through these times.
Yes, sir. And that is something that is such a need, is to have wisdom, to know what to say. I think often of Job's friends. They were a blessing when they just were there. When they begin to speak up, you can say the wrong thing, and there's no way to know other than to have the Holy Spirit's wisdom and guidance. And so we do beg for wisdom as we seek to help people that are hurting. And sometimes these people, they'll say things hurtful to you, and you have to understand hurting people hurt people, and we have to be patient and have that wisdom. So yes, sir, definitely a prayer request.
Let's go to Bobby calling from Mayfield, Kentucky. Hi, Bobby. You're on the air.
Yes. Just wanted to call and give a shout out. I've been working in Mayfield area. I work for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the hands and feet of Jesus, man, the 8 Days of Hope, Samaritans First. Those groups will pull in there. There'll be 60, 70 people, and they'll have an area cleaned up. And it's loving on the people that are experiencing such tragedy right now. And I just wanted to thank those groups. And there's many others, too. That's just the one that's been around where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Just greatly appreciate them and just thank God for them.
And, Bobby, did you experience destruction at all?
No, our county was not touched. I live in Carlisle County, but I worked in Mayfield for the last 5 days.
Okay.
It's a terrible tragedy there, but it's been a blessing to see God's people working and doing the best they can to help.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your call. And, Pastor, it's another one, just reaching out to an area of need.
Absolutely. I appreciate the caller. I did not get his name, but I appreciate him going to help in Mayfield, and so many, like you said, so many groups have come out, and you don't know a name, but you just shake a hand and say thank you for what you're doing, and I appreciate him and others. Yes, sir.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to more of your phone calls here on Crosstalk on VCY America. Our number, 800-733-9829. And if you miss the contact information, we'll be giving you out the address, so be ready to jot it down. We'll be giving you a website. We'll give you an email address, and we'll get that to you here following in our final segment as well. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Back in a minute.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. In 1995, I wrote a book entitled Reclaiming a Nation at Risk. And on page 143 to 144, I wrote this, quote, Suppose our government puts a vaccination tracking system in place, as we discussed earlier. Not only are they tracking vaccinations, but under outcome-based education, they're tracking attitudes, values, feelings, and emotions. Add the IRS into the component, and I smell a rat. What happens, however, if our leaders are not moral and not honest? What if those in control of these tracking systems decide that certain individuals and groups of people hold politically incorrect values and beliefs and need to be retrained? Could such a vaccination and attitude tracking system be used to persecute or eliminate those who do not accept the government's way of thinking? End quote. Many of the things I was writing about then were seen to be extreme. Now, they are reality. I'm Brandon House.
This is Crosstalk on BCY America. With us today is Pastor Jared Young, pastor of Liberty Baptist Church, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Be ready to jot down the information. We'll be providing it for you. Let's first get a few calls in here. We have Elizabeth in Tennessee. Elizabeth, you're on the air.
Yes, may I read a couple of scripture, please?
Sure.
Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Let's go to Alice in Arkansas. Hi, Alice. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call. Job was mentioned. Job was a righteous man. And he said, shall not be received. I can't remember which way it was. Evil and good from the Lord. And God took him through that. We don't know the end, how it's going to all work out. But there's also evil and good can come to people that do know the Lord. But we've got Romans 8:28. For all things work together for good.
Yeah.
To them that love God. To them that are the called according to his purpose. Yes, we'll be praying for God's people to not lose faith, but more than that, that somehow the lost will see their need of our great, wonderful God who sent Jesus to die for us, and he paid the ultimate price.
Thank you, Alice. Thank you so very much. And, Pastor, I know that's where your heartbeat is to really share the love of Christ and also the message of Christ, and the message being the gospel, to minister to these hurting hearts.
Absolutely. And as the caller there mentioned, all things do work together for good. And sometimes we don't see that, but it is that, that's our prayer, Brother Jim, is that God would allow us, whether that is a first responder, whether that is someone who is affected, whether that's somebody like we've gotten many messages and calls who has a family member here. A gentleman stationed in the Army Reserve in Colorado called me yesterday and said, I have a brother away from the Lord. I'm praying God would use this to bring him back to God. And he asked me to go and see him. Whatever the circumstance, that's what we, and I know many other churches, many other Christians here and around this area, we're praying that God would work that together for his good and glory.
Our number is 800-733-9829. Shirley, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm from Wisconsin, and I was picking up things from my yard this morning, and I was thinking of all the people in Kentucky that had lost everything.
Yeah.
But I thank God that we only had the high winds and severe thunderstorms. Yeah. But I am so sorry, and I've been praying for them. But I also need to, why I was calling, I would like to give something, and that the address was at 2344 Glenn, is that G-L-Y-N-N?
Yeah, no, we'll give it out just momentarily, and I'll spell all the words out, okay? So I'll do that in just a moment, so be ready. I'm going to let you hang up the phone, and we'll give that information here shortly, okay?
Okay.
Great. So stand by your radio. We'll give it shortly. Rich is calling from Burlington. You're on the air, Rich.
Thank you for taking my call. I would encourage everyone to find the testimony of the man who played the piano. All of the news reports said something about his faith keeping him, and there was one or two that actually gave him a chance to say who his faith was in, and he gave credit
Amen.
To the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
And that was so important.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Thank you, Rich. And Patrick in Winchester, Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks. One remark that Pastor Young made got my attention. I was wondering if he could give us a little more specific information about migrants who don't realize that they don't have to be afraid. It just helps us as Americans to realize how different things in other parts of the world, but perhaps even their background, where they're from, maybe whatever, you know, because it's hard for us to comprehend.
Thank you, Patrick.
If you could just talk about that. Thanks.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And again, I'll say quickly, one of the biggest things we've learned is that building a relationship with someone is so important. When they're from a different culture, they think when we come to them with Christianity, we're asking them to accept American culture, which they're here in America, they've come to that. But more than American culture, we're trying to share Christ with them. And we have sat in homes with folks from Damascus, Syria, who have come to church. We've sat and been in homes with folks from Myanmar. And these folks, sometimes it takes them a while. They have to ask a lot of questions and to learn about their culture, and to share what you've learned with them enables them to then listen when you begin to share Christ. And it is an honor to be able to share him. And we've seen many of these come to know the Lord as Savior, and we count it an honor to be able to minister to them.
Amen. Well, friends, here is the information. I'll give you the website first, and then the address, and then the email address. So the website is Liberty Baptist BG, that stands for Bowling Green, libertybaptistbg.org. And under Donate there, just look for the Tornado Relief, and you can respond accordingly. The mailing address is Liberty Baptist Church. Again, that's Liberty Baptist Church, and it is 2344 Glen, that's G-L-E-N, Glen, the next word is Lily, is it Lily or Lily?
Lily, L-I-L-Y.
L-I-L-Y Road, so that's 2344 Glen Lily, L-I-L-Y, Road, Bowling Green, Kentucky, and the zip code is 42101, 42101. The email address, libertybaptistbg@gmail.com, libertybaptistbg@gmail.com. Pastor, we have just a half minute left. What would you like to leave with our listeners today?
I want to thank those who, again, are praying and have made this not just another news story. They've not just looked at those who have passed away as simply a number that's a statistic, but they've taken these as real people with real hurt and real families. No, they may not always know their name or know their face, but they've taken that to the Lord in prayer. And I'd like to thank those that have done that. I'd like to encourage those who have not to take time to pray for those, not just here in our city, but affected by this. And then all of us to ask God for a greater awareness of sharing the gospel with folks when we have the opportunity to do so.
Amen. Well, Pastor Young, thank you so much for joining us today, for making us aware of the efforts. And we trust that the Lord will bring much fruit as a result. Pastor Jared Young with us here today, pastor of Liberty Baptist Church in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thanks for stopping by for our program today and joining us on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.